Hello to anyone who is listening, if anyone is listening. This is Better Luck Next Time with Lara and Marianne. This is a podcast where we talk about anything. Sorry if the sound is not the best, we only have one microphone. Anyways, we hope you enjoy this podcast. This isn't the best, but they will get better over time and more organized. Hope you enjoy! Okay, so what are we going to talk about?
You know how Chewy, he has an Instagram account.
Chewy is Lara's dog.
He's beautiful. Follow him at Chewy_Mallow.
Yeah.
He has 99 followers. Wow. Almost 100.
That's really interesting.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So did you do anything interesting lately? No.
Nothing?
No, I don't really do much. I just stay home.
But you went out yesterday night.
Yeah, I went to the food trucks.
What'd you eat?
I had a duck sandwich. And, what did I have? Oh, yeah, and fried crepe balls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to eat there, like a food truck.
Well, you were invited, but she didn't come.
I had my period. I was not feeling good.
it was good. There were a lot of people. That's about it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
On Monday, I went to a lazy river. You know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. And the first time I ever went, I puked there.
Oh, you told me that.
There's these islands, and I guess I got a sunstroke, and we're gonna leave like one of the these islands, and everyone's going to the floaty. I just go to the side and I just puke quietly.
It's yeah. Cute.
This time, we were getting the floaties, not the floaties. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like the donuts.
Yeah. And I thought it was a bee, but it's not. It's a horsefly.
Oh.
Bit me.
Oh.
In the back.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck is that? So I took it and just pulled it out of my skin. And we were on the floor.
Ew.
And my dad stepped on it. And yeah, it hurt. My mom thought it was a bee sting, so she took a key and was pressing on it.
Ew.
And it really hurt.
Oh. I have a fear of bugs.
Wow, really?
All bugs and spiders. I think I have a phobia. It's
well,
concerning.
This house is not for you because I don't kill the spiders that I see.
Ew.
I like them. They kill bugs.
Even, yeah, but they're still gross. I can't even kill a spider. I make someone else do it because they scare me too much.
I would take a spider and bring it outside.
Ew. With your bare hands?
No, with a piece of paper. It's scared to bite me.
Gross.
When I was younger, I used to collect bugs.
That's a little strange.
I used to collect snails, worms, frogs also.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some caterpillars sometimes.
That's really random. Mm-hmm. You used to keep them?
Mm-hmm. In a box. Like, you know those
You're looking tin? For the box.
Yeah, had you know the tin boxes that like Luna's usually have cookies in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. That was good.
Alright.
Yeah, so we have nothing else to talk about.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
You know!
I really, it was a fun time.
Okay. Oh yeah, so why do we have a podcast?
This was Lara's idea.
Yes.
It seemed interesting, but it's turning out to be a little strange.
Why?
I don't know why you wanted to do it. What's your inspiration?
Well, I was at home doing nothing because that's my life. And I was listening to podcasts. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I just talk on podcasts?
It's so simple.
It is. Just get a microphone that's really expensive. Actually, this one is not.
Our setup is really pathetic.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I mean, my dad said it's fine. Yeah, when we were buying this stuff, he's like, are you sure you want to do a podcast? I was like, yes. And I was like, God, you might sound like shit.
Okay, wait. Change of topic because I just thought of it. Oh. Did you watch Shane Dawson's Jeffree Star videos?
Yes. Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, okay, I didn't finish the third one.
Oh. Honey.
Is it juicy?
Not really. Well, the preview for the next episode is. I'm like, oh,
there's another. There's a part four.
It's a 5-part series.
Oh my God! I thought it was 3 parts.
No.
Oh,
Oh, is he posting today? No, he doesn't post on the
No, day. Which sucks.
I like Shane. Who are your favorite YouTubers?
I like Remy Ashton.
Don't know who that is.
Okay, Shane Dawson. I also watch this girl, Jessie V.
Cool.
She's like a story timer. She just talks about her life, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I watch some YouTubers, like, some of their videos, not everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alright. I like Emma Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her.
We all know I'm really obsessed with her.
But she doesn't post this often.
I know, it makes me really sad. She used to post, like, 3 times a week.
She's in LA now.
I know. And I'm always checking on the episode.
I just watch her past videos.
I know, like, because they're fine. So funny. It's nostalgic. I like Shane Dawson. I like Jeffree Star.
Yes.
He's so funny.
James Charles.
James Charles. To be honest, I didn't used to love him. Me but too. Now I watch him like I actually am Sister Shook.
Oh my god.
Sister, stop.
We're coming for his brand.
He's not scared, don't worry.
I don't think so. He doesn't know me. Irrelevant. But the series of Shane was interesting, I found. I mean, I still don't understand how Jeffree has all that money.
Yeah, I know.
But good for him.
Yeah, honestly.
He's living his best life.
I wish I was one of the dogs.
Like, delicious.
What's Daddy? Names?
Daddy, Delicious, Diva. I think there's 5 of them.
Yeah.
I don't know the other one.
So funny.
I'm going to a Pug concert.
What? Yeah, why?
Because my cousin is in town from Vancouver, and he loves music, and he really likes punk and heavy metal, so he's like, can we go to a punk concert? And I said, okay. I thought it was just going to be a random little concert at a random place. I didn't think it was a big thing, but apparently there's a mosh pit.
Oh my god.
It's only a mosh pit.
What?
And I'm really concerned. because I don't like punk music.
Me neither.
It's not my style.
It's like screaming, I feel. Isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't like it. It's not for me. I prefer rock or older music.
Some hip hop, you know.
Which?
She's a dancer, so she likes to dance a lot.
Yeah, but I don't like hip hop. I don't listen to rap.
Oh, no.
Rap is, it's not for me.
I don't like it. School. We're going to college.
We are going to college.
We're going to
we're going to Dawson College.
Yes.
And I went yesterday because I have to get a book for my program, and I'm supposed to read it before, but no place has called it. No place has it. It's like too many things going on in my mind. No place has it. I went to Dawson yesterday. I went to their bookstore. And they didn't have it. And I can't go to the library because I'm technically not a student yet. Because I didn't make my course schedule. And then I called 3 bookstores. And I went to Indigo. And none of them have this book.
What's it called?
Russo's Dog. It's a philosophy book. And I have to read 3 books. I'm halfway through one.
Oh my god, honey. School starts soon. A couple of days.
I'm actually really worried. It's not a couple of days.
Well, it's the...
I'm really concerned. I don't.
Really sad.
I know. I don't so usually early. Procrastinate, but it's not going. So I ordered.
Not good.
No, that's why I don't like the books. Yeah. I can't get into it.
Get it.
And then what was I talking about?
You can't find it online.
So I ordered it on Amazon, and it's coming September 20th.
School starts the 22nd
of August.
Wait.
It's coming, we start August 22nd, and it's coming September 20th.
Maybe you can't buy just online and read the book online.
No, I've been looking for this book for weeks, Lara. You don't even understand.
How did the other people find it?
I don't know. I should ask, you know, who's my
brother. Oh, yeah.
Anywho. Yeah. So, I'm actually really nervous because the school is huge.
I know, I'm gonna get lost. My dad was getting mad at me. He's like, what are you scared? Just look at the numbers. Go to class.
I don't know where the numbers are. I had to go to information yesterday to ask the girl where the bookstore was, and she was actually so rude. I said, like, hi, how are you? I'm looking for the bookstore. And she's like, yeah, it's downstairs. And I said, oh, okay, where? She said, you'll see it. And I said, okay, thanks for that. That's gonna be me when we start school.
Just be lost. Crying in the bathroom.
Walk into the class late, crying.
Class I'm scared over. Of walking to the class late. Like, everyone's just looking at you like,
why are you late? Yeah. Everybody else is here on time. That's worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned.
I know. My schedule, I have to make it.
Oh, yeah, when are you making it?
August 9th. Yours is when?
August 10th.
When you have to, there's a thing where you have to go to the school.
What?
Yeah.
How do you know these things?
Because they sent it to you.
But where?
On the app.
There's an app for our school. And
Omnivox.
It's called Omnivox.
I'm
and
sure
I find
that
it,
have it.
I'm sure, but I find it so confusing.
It's really not.
Yeah, and I find it really difficult to understand, and it really frustrates me because it should be more accommodating for new students because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's happening. And it stresses me out.
Okay. I don't know where that is anymore.
Lara keeps sending me screen recordings of how to use the app because I don't know how to use it. And it's actually so sad.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm happy to leave high school. For any non-Canadian viewers,
oh yeah,
we go up to grade 11 here in Canada. No, well, in Quebec, because some places in Canada go up to grade 12. But, and then we do 2 years of CJEP, which is like a preparation for university, and then we go to university, and you can do like a bachelor's, a master's, PhD. So I'm happy to leave high school because...
Our high school was a shithole.
Our high school was honestly...
It was really bad. It was like...
It was. There were fights.
Every day.
There were...
Druggies. Someone sold drugs right in front of me. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I was scared to look, but I was like, oh my god.
We sound like little babies, but honestly, it's because it wasn't a fun time. Like, the teachers were always mean to the good kids. Not all of them. I mean, my mom is a teacher at our school, so she's not included there. But, no, some teachers I felt like would always pick on the good kids because it's easier to pick on the good kids than on the bad kids because they're scared of the bad kids.
Mm-hmm.
And our school had a lot of bad kids.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to leave. Let's talk about prom.
Oh my god, that sucks.
It was so overrated. But I knew it was going to be overrated.
Yeah. But like,
I mean,
everyone left at like 10:30.
Yeah,
which
we
was
stayed
like,
until like 12:30 because we were dancing.
I know, but my feet were killing me.
My
I was like,
feet,
I don't want to be here. No.
I have a rule where I don't take off my shoes because it ruins the look, and I just find it's not good. You know,
it's not
dirty.
Cute.
It's not cute. It didn't look good. But I think it was like 12, and I couldn't do it anymore. I just took them off, and I said, whatever happens,
I know,
happens.
I was like, oh, you're feeling dirty.
They were dirty. They were nasty.
Ew.
They were black.
Ugh.
And it was gross, but I couldn't. I was literally bleeding. And it was the first time I wore those shoes, which everybody tells you not to do. But
me too. My feet were blistering.
Yeah. I had nice little bubbles on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing was overrated, and I knew it was going to be overrated, but it was just like,
it was kind of weird, though, like, being all dressed up.
Yeah.
And, like, having your whole
the concept is kind of strange.
Yeah, I know. And when we were dancing the first time, like, on the dance floor, it was packed, and the people behind me were grinding. It was so fun. I felt like I was part of it.
Yeah, but then everybody left.
Yeah.
And then the cool kids stayed.
Oh, yes.
Us.
Cool.
And we danced, which is fun. I mean, I paid $90 for a ticket with disgusting food. They gave us bad food because we were students, and they literally robbed us.
So,
there's a question. If you're going to a party, like, let's say, an anniversary or something that's a little more fancy, but not necessarily like black tie, do you prefer sit down or buffet like a meal?
I don't know. I feel like sit down.
I like sit down if it's an actual nice party where I dressed up because it's more fancy, but I also like buffet because, honey,
but I haven't
get to go
had
back.
Really good food at buffets, so it's like,
have I had a good buffet? You're right.
Exactly.
But I kind of like the concept of a buffet. Like at hotels.
Yeah,
like the breakfast, you know?
Yeah. The continental breakfast. Which always sucks. And then there's the American one, you have to pay more.
Oh, really? Speaking of American breakfasts, I went to Cape Cod last week.
Yeah.
Well, not Cape Cod, near Cape Cod, to visit my cousin. And it was really beautiful there. I want us to go, all of our friends, because it's such a nice place.
How long is the drive?
It's supposed to be a 6-hour drive, but we always stop. And, I mean, coming home, we stopped to go shopping, so it was like a 10-hour drive. Stomach is growling so loud. My stomach has a very weird, my digestive system is very weird. It makes a lot of noises.
That's my mom, too.
Yeah, like, whether I'm hungry, whether I'm not hungry, whether I'm digesting, it'll make weird noises, and they're
even
loud.
My dog. It's weird. You hear it, and it sounds like that.
The other day, I got sick. TMI, I had really bad diarrhea.
That was me two days ago.
2 days ago? Okay,
yeah.
No. Because I got my period. Me too, it was my period. And I usually when I'm ovulating, I get really bad cramps. And sometimes I get the runs. But this time it didn't happen, so I was like, okay, we're in the clear. And then the first day of my period, I got sick. But I didn't know it was my period because the cramps were real bad. So that day, I took 2 Anaproxes, which are my prescription for my, menstrual pains. 2 Advils, 2 Tums, my Accutane.
She's not bad. She, like, poisoned herself.
Seriously, my mom got so mad at me. But I was in pain. So
Did that even help?
No.
Girl, I always take
my
liver
is destroyed.
It is. Your stomach's like gone.
It's literally withering away.
Whenever I take my pills, I have to take 2.
Mm-hmm.
If it still hurts, I just gotta suck it up. I always
go
in the bathroom and stay, and I bend down.
I lie down. I curl up in a ball on the side, and I put my hot pad and a pillow, and I squish my stomach.
I can't. I just need to be on the toilet because I can never know what's gonna happen. Remember when that happened at school?
Yeah.
And
you fell asleep in the stall.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Because I texted you and I said, is your mom coming? And you said, yeah, soon, but I'm going to fall asleep now. And you took a nap.
I don't remember that. It was probably like the period coming. I don't know. But like, I remember Kelly texting me. She's like, are you okay? Like, are you going to come? I'm like, no, just leave me here. Like, you don't have to wait for me.
That's really disturbing, but...
That was not a fun time.
No.
It was like dirty bathroom.
Ew.
Ooh.
No, but my Anaprox works the same way. I can only take 2 pills per day. One in the morning and one at night, let's say. But you can take Advil or Tylenol in between. The pains get bad. But I didn't know how much time to wait in between. I think I took my Anaprox about 2 hours before and I was like, whatever. I'll just pop some Advils.
Mine, I could only take mine. I take 2 once the pain starts, and then after 6 hours, I can take another 2.
The riveting life of how we're destroying our livers.
Yeah.
It's important. Are you sure? We're going out for breakfast today. Lara was gonna come, and then she said no. She always says no to our plans.
No.
This is the first time I see Lara in weeks.
Yeah, it's true.
I always ask you to do stuff, and you always say no.
When? What was the other time?
I asked you, yesterday I asked you to come to food trucks. Today I asked you to go to breakfast.
Yeah, but
I asked you, every time I go for a walk with Michelle, I ask you.
I was at my aunt's house. What
did
I do?
Whatever. Michelle's our other friend who lives in the neighborhood. We often go for walks, but Lara never comes.
I've only got 2 texts.
You're always busy!
I'm always
and then
my
when
cousins.
We when okay when do you have soccer? Friday, Wednesday, Sunday?
No, Wednesday and Sunday. No, Friday.
Okay,
fun.
So we don't bother texting her on Wednesday,
so
Sunday,
they
Saturday.
Got
no,
and
Wednesday.
Shit about me.
No, you don't. Yeah, right. No, Wednesday, Sunday, Saturday, and Thursday. We don't bother texting Lara because. We know that she's going to be busy.
But throughout the day, you can.
Yeah, but like the other day, I don't remember what it was for. I texted you, I think it was on a Monday, and we were doing something.
And you went for a walk.
And you said, it was a walk. And you were like, sorry, I'm going out with my cousin.
Yeah,
so,
no, because I came back from the Lindsay River, took a shower, My aunt made us food, so we went there because it was late for snack food.
It's fine, Lara. I know your life is more interesting than
it's
ours.
It's really hot.
I know that you don't want to hang out with us, but we need to stick together because our other friends are going to Vanier College.
They're going at a different college. And they're going to find new friends and leave us.
Lara and I are going to be alone. It's just going to be us two against the world, and it's concerning because all of our friends are not going to our school.
Yeah.
Who do we know? I don't know anyone. I know you and a few other people.
Yeah, but they're like, I love that. You know there's a college that's starting at the 27th, which lucky.
Well, I mean, it's only 5 days more than us.
Exactly. Five, almost a week.
Okay, I'm actually very scared.
I was scared, and I get scared enough, I get excited.
I'm not scared like as in, like, it's not as scared where I'm saying, oh, I don't want to go.
Yeah, no.
It's scared where I'm just nervous, especially for the R score, because we have something called an R score, where they factor in your mark and the mark of other people around you. So let's say if you go to Marianopolis, which is a private college, a lot of the kids are more like are smarter, so they have higher grades, so the R score is difficult to keep up because everyone around you has a high grade. So it's hard for you to maintain that high grade. I don't know if that makes any sense. But I'm scared about the R score because it's not only how well you do, it's how well the other people do. So
yeah, that really sucks.
And that's what they look for when you're applying to university. We have 2 years ahead of us, or maybe more.
No.
We never know.
I'm probably going to have maybe 3.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody takes their own pace. I feel like everybody says you have to go to college for 2 years, then you have to go to university for 4 years, and then you have to go get a job. But it doesn't work that way. It's not.
I honestly don't know what I want to be.
That's okay.
I mean, I want to have my own skincare company, but I don't know how to do that. Like, I really.
Well,
don't.
You could go into business and then start from there because then you have the background, and then you could go to John Molson at Concordia, and you can do like marketing
the,
or.
I'm in the sciences now. Because like, I want to make my products and sell them. The thing is, I don't know how to make them. I mean, I want them to be organic and natural. Because that's my shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have some ideas. I wrote some ideas down.
That's good.
I just need to find someone to help me.
You're very ambitious. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a lawyer, but, I mean, that's the goal.
Yeah, my uncle's a lawyer. You can ask him anything.
You know which university he went to?
Somewhere in Ottawa.
I mean, it's difficult to get into law straight from college. They only accept 5 people, I think,
He's like,
college.
Now in university, you can do something.
Yeah. So you can do 4 years or something else and then go into it, because technically law is like a master's program, so they accept more people who've already been in university for 4 years and gotten a bachelor's. But hopefully I can get in straight. This is like 3 years away.
You're going to be business, right? Business,
yeah, I
want to
do corporate law, but I don't know.
You can
I might
help me out, girl.
I'll represent you. And your skincare company.
Yes.
But I don't know if I want to study here. I don't know if I want to stay here because we have to do it in French, and nothing gets the French language. I find in Quebec we're very like separated, Anglophones and Francophones, and I wish that we could be more united. Like, let's say I called the pharmacy yesterday to renew a prescription. And I spoke to the woman in English because I'm Anglophone. And technically, if you're serving a customer, you're serving the public, you should be able to speak both languages. And this woman kept answering me in French. And that really ticks me off because they're not even making an effort. Whereas if you're Anglophone, you have to speak French.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's not an option.
There's commercials saying that you have to speak French. There are.
Seriously?
I saw it. There was like this hockey player saying like he didn't know French, and then after he learned it.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I heard that.
He's like, just speak
But that
French.
Just annoys
like,
me
what?
Because, I mean, it's nice. We could speak another language
yeah.
properly. Like, we're trilingual. We speak English, French, and Italian.
Broken, but still.
Yeah, broken Italian, but I try my best. Yes. Okay, I never went to school for it. I learned it at home.
Oh, I did. Well,
oh, you did?
It was an after-school thing at my school.
Okay,
just
I went a couple
days.
Times at lunch in elementary school,
oh,
but we never
lunch.
Learned anything. Yeah.
Oh. That's why I know the Italian anthem.
Oh.
We sing it every year.
Wow.
Still in my head.
But let's say we go to a French school. There, the English they learn is actually a joke. My friend went to French elementary school, and they literally learned things like, my name is... I'm going out.
It's like,
compared to the French we learn, which is actually quite difficult, which we're better off because we know how to speak two languages now. But
yeah, exactly. I think so.
But it's just there's an inequality, an injustice.
Thing is, I would love to move.
Yeah, me too.
But I have my family here, and I don't want
to
leave.
Me too.
Them.
But I mean, not to be mean, mom and dad, but
if y'all get it with me,
I don't want that to stop me, because I don't know if I want to study law here and then do it in French and then stay here. Like, I want to keep my options open, and I want to travel abroad. I might want to go to school abroad, so, you know, we're dreaming big.
I don't know
big.
How to do that.
We're dreaming big. I know that there's, my brother is going into engineering, and there's a school in Switzerland that he was interested in. Because they have an English program. I think it's after you've done your bachelor's somewhere else, you can go there for your master's, and it's an international program. So, like, let's say William, he could go, which is my brother, and he's going to McGill now in engineering for the first 4 years, and then I think he wants to fly the coop, and I'm like, I want to do that too, but you can't go first, because then mom's gonna hold me back.
Well, oh my god, it's true, gonna be all by themselves.
Yeah, seriously. They have my grandparents.
Yes, that's fine.
I'll come back and visit. No, because I really want, I don't know if I want to stay here, genuinely.
Yeah, me too.
Because there's, not that it's bad living in Canada, we're very lucky to live in Canada. But
school's
I want to,
cheap
in
Quebec.
Yeah, compared to, I mean, my brother wanted to go to school in the States, because MIT has a really good engineering program. But it's so expensive. Even if you take out student loans, even if you get scholarships, it's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost not worth it. Whereas even in Europe, where it's more expensive, at least you can get something for a little cheaper. I mean, the world is ours. We're young. We have our whole lives ahead of us. And I'm ready to try something new. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... You know who hasn't been posting? Is it just me, Joe Sanegato?
Yeah. On YouTube?
Yeah.
I listened to his podcast, so it's like, I mean...
I forgot to mention him before, but I love him as a YouTuber. He's so funny.
Although now I feel like he's doing the same like kind of content. But he even said on his podcast that he does that because he's doing all the other things.
What else is he doing? I don't follow. I don't keep up.
His podcast. He's also trying to have a show.
On Netflix, right?
Yeah. And then I don't know what other things he has. His other channels, whatever. Mm. So, yeah. You should listen to his podcast.
I should. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't even know how that works. Like, how do you do it?
You talk. Oh, wait. How do I get it?
Yeah, it's just on... Is there an app?
Yes. And it's
I'm really
it's
not
app.
Into technology. Oh, I deleted that, I think. Oh, no, it's here. Podcast.
Oh, girl.
Then you have to download them?
Yeah.
Start listening now. That's what you should do with our podcast.
Actually, I listened to Joe Sanegato.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to Christine Sudoku.
Mm.
And It's Happening with Snooki and Joey.
Oh, we could talk about the name of our podcast, talking about podcasts, on our podcast. It's called Better Luck Next Time. This is my idea.
Yes, I asked her.
It's based on my life.
Our life.
Our life. Because we just don't have the best luck, you know?
No.
It's just life.
Yeah.
Better luck next time. That's like a catchphrase for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not fortunate in many things.
No.
In life. Like, my brother, let's say, I keep mentioning him, but he has really good luck. Like, he applied at a store at the mall, he got the job. Like, you know, he just gets stuff, and he works really hard, and he deserves all the stuff that he gets. But he also got some luck,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice. I, on the other hand, I don't think I have that much luck. No. So, better luck next time.
And I want one thing.
In your whole life.
Well, like, it was a tirage. Where they pick names. Sorry if you don't know French.
A raffle.
Yes.
Raffle, yeah.
And,
Don't be an uncultured swine.
And it was for a hat. It was like a wicker hat with flowers on it.
Ooh.
And it was in grade 2. And I didn't like it, but just because I won, I said yes to keeping it. I don't know if I still have
it. Just because I won, I really wanted it.
Yes.
And I'm a queen.
Because I never won anything.
Aw. I don't think I've ever won anything either, to be honest.
I mean, like, soccer, I've won some stuff, but that's, like, not luck.
That's pure talent.
Yeah.
Because you're so talented.
I am a fucking star.
That's our humble little Lara.
Yeah.
I dance.
She's a ballet dancer.
I don't do it competitively.
Why not?
I wanted to, but I was kind of late in the game. Like, I started last year. I joined a team. And I tried out, and there were two teams, and I got into the higher level team.
Wow. What a
start. But I was also doing physics and chem and math, and I'm really hard on myself when it comes to school because I want to do well, and I'm an overachiever, and it was just getting to be too much because the practices would end at 10 at night, and it was about 30 to 45 minutes from my house, depending on who picked us up, if it was our friend Michelle's mom or my mom. And it was just a lot, and I didn't love the vibe of the school because competition people in dance,
psycho.
Yeah, they're actually psycho. I'm not trying to be mean, no hate to Michelle because she dances competitively, but especially the parents, they're very, oh,
not cluster.
Especially the parents, they're very, I don't know, they're just a little crazy, and that's not me, so I had to quit the team. I usually don't quit things, I'm not a quitter, but I couldn't do it. Thanks, Lara. But I just couldn't do it. It was too much. So I danced with my regular school that I've been dancing with since I was 3. And I do it leisurely. I have a lot of fun. I mean, it would have been nice to pursue it professionally, but it's just a lot to do when you're going to school and when you study a lot. Is that Chewy?
Yeah, he's barking at
Chewy's that. Barking. So yeah, I don't do it competitively. Maybe if I would have started when I was younger, I would have gotten into it. But my parents are, my mom's a teacher and my dad's a principal, so they're very into school.
Mm.
So school always came first. So like dance was never a priority, you know? For some people, it's more of a, like they could pursue it as a career.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm past that stage. It's okay. I do it for fun and I still love it.
I remember when you wanted to be a dancer, like in the ballet.
Yeah, I did. There was a point where I wanted to do it professionally, but it wasn't attainable because I also wanted to go to school, and it's just difficult. Plus, the career of a dancer, because I do classical ballet, and the career of a classical ballet dancer is really short. By the time you're 30, usually you're retired, and your body is spent. Like, I know my teacher, Veronica, she retired by 30, and then she taught, which was good. But she always says, like, if you don't open a company of your own, if you don't open a school of your own, you can only teach for so long, you can only travel for so long, because your body gives out at a certain point after all those years of exerting it. So, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's all good. How long have you been filming?
For a long time.
Oh, that's Chewy's here. Okay, we're going to finish our podcast now.
Thanks for listening.
This probably sucks. Hopefully it sounds good.
I feel like the sound is terrible.
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
I'll try and fix it in editing.
Thanks for listening.
Get better luck next time.